Study Day Torah Mishnah Chaf Hei Shvat Tavshin Pei Daled Rav Yosef Grunfeld.
Good morning. So this week's Parsha is Parsha's Mishpatim, and every country is very proud of its legal system and likes to trumpet it all over the world. So we have a Torah which also likes to trumpet its legal system all over the world. The Torah can be accessed by everyone. So we'd be pretty proud of our legal system. Mishpatim is the beginning of Jewish civil law. Trouble is, it starts with a very strange din. I mean, we would have expected, says Rav Simcha Zissel, we would have expected that maybe the Torah would start its civil law, let's say, with the laws of ribis. That's a very nice law. You know, when you lend somebody money, don't lend on interest. That sounds very good. Or maybe a shomer chinom, the idea of somebody who takes responsibility for somebody else's article and is prepared to look after it for nothing. That's also very noble. We would trumpet those mitzvahs. That sounds very good, those dinim. But what's the first of the mitzvahs, or the dinim of our civil law? You have a poor, pathetic eved. The poor, pathetic eved who has been caught stealing. So the courts sell him as a slave for 6 years. That sounds really, really not a very good way to trumpet your civil law. Says Rav Simcha Zichel, you're quite right. If it was man-made, if our Torah was man-made, we wouldn't start like that. However, the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Klal Yisrael, Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, you are my children, says Rav Simcha Zichel, wouldn't a father do everything he can to help his son if he found him stealing? A father would do everything he can. So since Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, don't be surprised if the Torah starts with a din of an Eved Ivri. Says Rav Simcha Zissel, you know, a prison sentence is quite dreadful. Firstly, in a prison you're in the company of other mushchosim, you're in the company of bad people. Number two, when you come out you're penniless, you could carry on stealing. Number three, your poor children and family have no panos, daddy's in prison. They could go steal. A prison sentence is not so geschmack. Rav Simcha Zissel was ahead of his times. I mean, it took a long time for the general world to realize the negativity of a prison sentence. But look, says Rav Simcha Zissel, that's how Torah's brilliant rehabilitation system. If you are sold by Beis Din, you're sold to a fine mishpacha whom you can learn from. Then there's always the halacha of ki tov loy imoch. Incredible halacha. Imoch b'machel, says the Gemara. V'imoch b'mishte. Ki tov loy imoch means that you have to treat your Jewish servant well. Imoch b'machel v'imoch b'mishte. You can't eat white bread, and he eats black bread. You drink mature wine, and here the poor old servant has to drink fresh, unmatured wine. You sleep on a very comfortable mattress, soft. For who Yoshen al Gabe Hateven, he has to sleep on straw? No such thing. He's got to be imoch. You've got to treat him equally to you. Mikhan, says the Gemara, Omru, kolakoina eved ivri kakoina odon latzmai. Somebody who buys an eved ivri is like he's bought himself a master. In fact, the Rishalmi says, of course, everyone knows that, if he's only got one cushion, who gets it? The Eved. Why? Because if you don't give him the cushion, and you keep the cushion, you'll be over, you'll be battle the mitzvah say of Toiv Lo Imoch. So you can't.
He's got it. Is that called Imar?
Yes. What?
He's got it. If ever gets it, why is that called Imar? The other hasn't got it. Both have to be equal.
Yeah. Both have to be equal. But if you give it to him, that means he's better off than you. If he's better off than you, felt in the mitzvahs imoch. As I state in Yerushalmi. Yeah?
There's no chil to take in heaven, is there? There's no chil.
Once you've taken an Eved, there's a din of Imoch. No, of course not. I can't hear you. When you get to my age, you get senior moments and the ear doesn't do so well. Oh, very interesting. We'll see. You're right. Who's going to take an Eved in the first place? You're right. But Azoi, Kum Tocha, that's the way we treat an Eved. That's the Haloch. It's got to be Imoch. And if you're going to take a cushion, you've only got one cushion and you're going to give it to him, you're going to keep it. You're Mavatl, the mitzvah of Imoch. So you can imagine that's very good for his self-esteem. It helps build up his self-esteem, yes?
Isn't the vow that you give him, not because you've got to give it to him, but because you cannot... To use it yourself,
Kemenish. Yeah.
Nobody should use it so that it was a Mitzvah.
Okay.
So therefore, you've got no brain about to give it to him.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, if you give it to him, if you don't give it to him.
So don't let
nobody use it. But if I use it and he doesn't, then that is the bittel of the mitzvah of Imoch. Right? Not only that. We'll debate that later. Look what you're doing to his self-esteem. We're building it up. Let's build it up further. The master has to look after his whole family. The master has to feed his whole family. It says, Isha... Who v'yotza imbal ishahu v'yotza ishta imoy? His wife goes out with him. Frayg Chazal v'chimir hichnisa. Who brought her in the first place? Who brought a Jewish Eved's wife in the first place? Elamai kudachoyis that you have to bring her in. Legabe feeding her. You have to feed her and the family because if not they'll go out and steal. So you have to feed her and the family all the time that he's an Eved. Yeah. And then you free yourself when you let him go, so you're freed of that burden as well of feeding the family. Oh, but there's a chiyuv to feed the family. Look what goes on when you buy an Eved Ivri. And if that's not enough, there's also a din of Hanukkah. Of Hanukkah, that means when, that's in Devorim, when the Eved leaves you after 6 years, v'chisa shalchenu chof shimei emoch, loisa shalchenu reikom. You can't let him go out with nothing. He'll go and steal again. Harnik, tarnik. That's what they all say. The poor guy who's in jail, he goes out penniless, he's going to start stealing again. He's got no panasa. But here, we're manik him. Harnik, tarnik, loy, mitsoincho, or mi garnecho, or mi ikvecho. Extend the grant to him from your flocks, your threshing floor, and your wine pit. It's incredible, absolutely incredible. However, as Rabbi Miller, Zecher Tzad Livracha from Gates said, there's one halacha that seems very degrading for the Eved. And that's this halacha. The halacha is... Im adoyna vitin loy isha, v'yolda loy bonim abonus, ho isha v'yolodea tiyel adaneha, v'hu yetzei begapoy. If the master gives her a Goisha Eved, a Goisha Shifcha to marry, and she has children from this Goisha Shifcha, then at the end of 6 years, he goes out without her. Mikan, from here we learn, says the Gemara, Shaharashus biyad raboy, limsa lo Shifcha kananis, lo hoilid mimena avodim. From here we learn that a master is allowed to give a Jewish slave, a goyish, a non-Jewish shifcha, and she can be moiled children from him, and then when he goes out, she stays, and the master has the advantage of new slaves. Now, under normal circumstances, that's completely forbidden. A Yisroel is not allowed to have relations with a shifcha, with a goyish shifcha. He's over on the ith of lo yiyah kodesh mibnei Yisroel. You can't have a kodesh, you can't have a hadar. Says the Targum, lo yasef gavra mibnei Yisroel, it's omar. A man is not allowed to have a relationship with a non-Jewish slave, a shifcha. And here the Torah degrades him. That doesn't seem to fit in with the whole parsha of Avodim. That he's degraded to a point that under normal circumstances you're not allowed to have a relationship with a non-Jewish shifcha. And here the master is allowed to give him a non-Jewish shifcha. And she gets children from him when he goes out after 6 years. They stay and he goes. Says Rabbi Miller, firstly, it's very important to understand that there are actually two dinim of a slave being sold to as a Jewish slave. One is when the courts sell him because he ganeft, and one is when somebody is very poor and he doesn't have money. If somebody sells himself because he's very, very poor and he wants to earn some money, he sells himself as a slave. The halacha is that in such a circumstance, there is no din of the odin being allowed to give him a shifcha. The din of giving him a shifcha, and that the shifcha should be moilid children for the odin to keep, is only a din if the courts sell him for geneva, ayin barambam. But if he himself sells himself because he's poor, there's no such halacha of giving him a shifcha.
All the other dinim are the same.
Pardon?
All the other dinim are the same.
But that we can't give him a shifcha. You can't.
He's married. Only if he was married before. He was married before.
Yeah.
If he wasn't married, then he can't give him a shifcha.
I don't know. You can or you can't? No, you talk about normally, under normal circumstances. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's another din. Yeah, that's another din. Yeah? So why does the Torah so kind of degrade him? Under normal circumstances, you can't marry a shifcha. And here, when you're a slave, and you're sold as a slave because you stole, then you can. So the Ralbag says it's midah keneged midah. Midah keneged midah. What's the midah keneged midah? You took something away from somebody else. Now we'll take something away from you when you have to leave. You've married, you've got a wife, you've got children, and now you're going to have to go out with other children. So midah keneged midah. Says Rebbe Miller, it's more subtle, and there's a tiefer idea, another idea, in this halacha. Very nice idea, says Rebbe Miller. Zechitzad livrocha. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shloisha chinoisein. There are three types of chayin, of an attraction. Chayin mokum al yoshvov. A person is attracted and loves the place where he lives. Chayin isho al bala. A woman, a man is attracted to his wife. Chayin mekach al loikchoy. A person is attracted, has a chayin for his purchase. Rashi says, this is a Gemara in Sota, Mem Zayin. Says Rashi, Chein mokim al yoishvov, vafilu hu ra niru lehem toiv. A person has a certain attraction to where he's been brought up, even though objectively the place can be a bad place. An isha, there's a successful marriage, Rashi says, Tomad al bala, he's attracted to her, vafilu hi michu eres. Even if objectively people will say she's not very pretty, she's ugly. She's an ugly woman. Nevertheless, no, it's chayin ba'enov. There's such a thing called chayin. Chayin mokum al yoshvov. The Medrash brings two cases. The Medrash in Parshas Noach brings two cases of such an example. The Medrash says Resh Lakish was sitting and learning in Tveria, and he heard two women coming out, and one of the women said, oh, thank goodness we're leaving Tveria. This Avisha Bisho is awful. Ugh, it's awful. The air in Tveria is absolutely awful. So he asked her, where do you come from? She said, I come from Mozoga. Oh, he says, I know Mazoga. Nobody lives there. It's completely uninhabited. Tveria is a beautiful built-up town. Everyone lives there. And you can't wait to get home. Says the guy, nobody wants to go there except for you, but you've been brought up there. Then there's another case, the Gemara says. Rabbi Yosef have Yosef Kadmoy. There was a Talmud who sat in front of Rabbi Yosi. He was teaching him, and the poor fellow couldn't get anything. Nothing went in. Why can't you understand what I'm saying? It's so difficult. He said to him, I'm not at home. I'm in Golos. I don't belong here. So he says, where are you from? He says, I'm a place called Goivas Shammai. He says, and what's the air like there in Goivas Shammai? He says, oh, it's just dreadful. He says, it's just dreadful. He says, why? He says, you know what happens? When a baby is born in Goivas Shammai, when a baby is born there, the mosquitoes are so in such abundance that we have to create an ointment and rub the baby's hair so the baby's head shouldn't be... eaten by mosquitoes. It's terrible. It's full of mosquitoes. It's awful. So it's not a nice place. I can't learn here. Says the Medrash, Chein Mokum al Yoshveho. Chein Mokum al Yoshveho. I tell you, I'm here now 1.5 years, nearly 2 years. I'm settling down very, very, very well, Baruch Hashem. But I have a certain affinity to Gateshead. I lived 25 years in Gateshead. And I love Gateshead. I really do. I just love it. I can't explain it. It was once a mining town. It's better. But there's something in Gateshead which I love. And Mir Tashem, it'll soon happen in Manchester. It takes time. But if you're brought up there, wherever, then it's a chayim mokum, even if it's a mokum machua. And when you're talking about a wife, listen to this. The Gemara in Pesachim says the following. Omaloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeHoshea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Hoshea, Bonecha Chotu, your children have sinned. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a taina on him, on Hoshea. When I told you your children have sinned, you should have come back at me and said, Bonecho Haim, they're your children. Bnei Chanunecho Haim, they're yours. Bnei Avrom Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Galge Rachamecha Aleihem. You didn't say that. Loi Dai Yoshulei Omakach. Not only didn't you say that, Ela Omalafonov, you said, Ribon Shalom, Kol Ha'olam Shelchohu. You own the world. Haviram Bo Macheres. If they've sinned, go in... being goyle them into an umma acheres and they'll disappear. Umma kodesh bochum mo esel zokin zeh. What should I do with this zokin, with this asher? Look how he answers me. Omaloy, I'll say to him, lech v'kach isho zoyno, take a woman, v'hoide lecho bonim znunim, they won't be your children. Achakach, omaloy, after I'll say to him, shalcho me'al ponecho, send them away. Im hu yochel lishloach, afani yashlach es Yisrael. If he can send his children away, I'll send mine. That's what the Rebbein Shlom said to Hashem. So he made him marry a woman, a zoyna, and have children. Look, la'ach shenoy deloy, shnei bonim, obasachas, he bore from this woman, 2 sons and 1 daughter. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Lo hayo lecho lilmud mimoshe, Rabbuch. Why didn't you learn from Moshe, your Rebbe? Shekim shidibati imoy, I spoke to him once, I spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he do? Pirish mino isha. He separated from his wife. Afata, bedoil atzim mechom imenu. Now you go and separate for your wife. You're a Novi, and I speak to you. So separate yourself from your wife. Omalei Ribbon Shalom. I've got children. I just can't do it. I've got a wife and I've got children. I can't do it. Why didn't the Rebbein Shem just not say to him, listen, how could you answer me like that? Go and be Mavir. They're my children. You should have answered me, they're my children. How could you tell? He could have explained to him and said, why did he have to go through the whole idea? He had to go and marry send her away and have children from her. Shakash Boch should have said, he should have explained the whole thing to him. Evidently, he had to experience it himself. And until you experience it yourself, you don't understand. I can't understand why this ugly lady you have an attraction to. I can't understand that this place where you're brought up, which is full of mosquitoes and nobody lives there, you love. That's not something which I can understand rationally. Reb Tzadok says it's like a ruchnistik, it's a mystical attraction. It's not something which we can understand. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't go and explain to him, do you know what it's like that I have to separate myself from Klal Yisrael? They're my children. And how can you say? He had to experience it. Because explaining it doesn't really go in. You have to experience it. And so he had to go through it and then realize how much he loves his children. These are my offspring. I can't separate myself. Your attraction cannot be shared by an outsider, says Reb Tzadok. And that is chein. Chein is purely subjective and cannot be appreciated by another. Hosea had to feel the wrench himself. And so does a thief. The thief has to feel the wrench himself. You took a purchase away from the purchaser. You know, you might have rationalized it yourself, itself to you, and you'd have said, oh, no, well, it's not so bad. He's very rich, much richer than me. Yeah, he won't miss this item. Yeah, besides being morally wrong, morally defective, but it's fundamentally mistaken, because you haven't taken into account chein mekach aloikhoi. Even a rich person, the richest person, something which he owns, he has a certain attraction to it, and you will not understand the attraction. He's richer than you, but this is his item. He purchased it. It belongs to him. Chein mokam al yoshveya. Chein mekach al loikhoi. And besides it being fundamentally flawed, you can't steal just because he's richer than you. But you haven't taken into account this attraction. To an outsider, what's a maidservant? What's a maidservant and the children? To the slave, it's his wife and it's his children. And Hashem is telling him, you stole. Whatever rationalization you rationalize to yourself, you stole. But you have to understand that you took something away from somebody else. And I can't explain that to you. It's not rational. He loves his purchase and you stole it. I can't explain it to you. You're jolly well going to have to experience yourself. I'm going to give you something which is normally forbidden for a Yid to have a relationship with a Shifcha. And now you're going to have to marry that Shifcha and you have children from that Shifcha. And then you're going to have to separate from them. And you'll suddenly have a chain for the Shifcha and you're your children. You've got to separate. You'll understand what it means to steal. That's the parsha, or the beginning of our civil law. That's how the Boy Nishloim looks after his children, looks after Klal Yisrael. I want to end with a story I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, Zeicher Tzad Livrocha. He was asked to go into a prison, a prison for hardened criminals, where there were 600 hardened criminals in that prison, and they were... and nobody could do anything with them. The wardens of the prison, the chief warden, they couldn't soften them, they couldn't make them understand what they've done. They were criminals, really hardened criminals. So in desperation, they called Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky maybe to say something to them. So Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky said the following. He quoted them a pasuk, the famous pasuk of Yitzchak and Yaakov. Yaakov came into Yitzchak with Esav's begonim. It says, Vayorach Esreach Begodov, Vayavorcheu. Yitzchok smelt the garments of Yaakov, and he benched him. The reich of my son, these clothes smell like the reich hasoda, and Omar Rav Zeira, and the reich hasoda was the reich of Gan Eden. For Omar Rav Zeira, al tikre begodov ela begodov. Don't read begodov, read begodov. In other words, vayorech es reich begodov. Yitzchok smelt the reach, the smell of those who are traitors to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayavorcheu, and he blessed him. And what did he smell? What was the scent? Vayomerei reach benik, reach hasode. The reach of a boyged is still the reach of Gan Eden. In other words, the Medrash is telling us that even the most hardened yid, that's not the real yid. That's not the real person. The pinktele yid is a mensch. Frederick Yaakov Galinsky says, if you want to tell you about clothes, so don't say Vayorich Esrech Begodov. Sorry, if you want to tell you about, should be correcting me. If you want to tell me about Boigdim, if you want to speak to me about those who are traitors, so say Boigdov. Don't say Begodov. Begodov is a different word. It might be spelled differently, but we're talking about a beged. We're not talking about a boyged. So Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, the Torah is telling you the following. You know what a beged is? A beged is a piece of clothing. A piece of clothing is not your essence. You can put on a jacket or a shirt and you can take it off. It's not you. A beged symbolizes something which is external to you. You might have it on you, but in essence, it's external to you. It comes on and off. The Torah is telling you that a boyged is only a beged. In other words, it's external to what he really is. In essence, he's a yid. He doesn't want to steal. Whatever he has circumstances, he doesn't want to. His neshama is crying out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to be a yid and keep your 630 mitzvahs. Something went wrong, but that's not his essence. What he did was only a beged. He's a boyged through a beged, but it's not really his essence. And he said to the criminals, that's who you are. You're not boigdim, it's only a beged, you're yidin. And he gave them, there wasn't a dry eye in the prison. And he walked out with a chief warden, and the chief warden, mouth wide open, was gaping. He said, how did you do that? What did you do? How did you get them crying? He says, what do you mean? It's a posuk in the Torah. It's not me, it's a posuk in the Torah. The Torah tells you that what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to take somebody who steals. The court has penalized him, has convicted him for theft. You know what you should do with him? You should clap him into jail. That's what you should do. What does the Torah say? The Torah says, send him to a nice Jewish family. Which Jewish family will take him? I told you to wait. Which Jewish family will take him? You're nuts, I don't want a thief. The Torah and the Jewish people understand that a boyged is only a beged, and we can rehabilitate him, not through prison, which is the worst thing for him. Come into a nice Yiddish family, we'll build up your self-esteem, we understand where you come from, and the Torah is being made that Klal Yisrael will take him in. Because they understand, Vayorech Esreach, Begodov is only Boigdov. And therefore they'll take him in, and they will rehabilitate him. What a Torah we have. Our civil law. Bonim Atem, Lashem Elokeichem. Good morning. Amen. 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 Amen.